Authorities in the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo are investigating the fatal shooting of the city's new chief of police. Alejandro Dominguez Cuello was gunned down last night, just hours after being sworn in. Nuevo Laredo sits just across the border from Laredo, Texas. The city has seen an upsurge in drug-related violence in recent years. In March, the Mexican government sent 700 soldiers and federal agents there to try to restore order. Reporter Jesse Bogan of the San Antonio Express News is in Nuevo Laredo, piecing together the story of the police chief's murder.
Mr. Dominguez was shot several times just after he got into his truck. I've heard reports of at least 30 shots, possibly 40, by gunmen who obviously fled the scene. And no suspects have been named since that, and it happened late last night.
He had just been named to the police chief job. How long, when was he actually sworn in?
Around 3 o'clock, and the shooting happened somewhere around 10 p.m.
So just about 7 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
The police chief job in Nuevo Laredo had been vacant for some time, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The spot, there's a lot of turnover in that spot. I think there's been 6 or 7 police chiefs in the last few years.
It sounds like when Mr. Dominguez took office as police chief in Nuevo Laredo, he was well aware of the dangers. He spoke with some bravado about what might be facing him.
Well, it's no secret that there's violence along the border. I had interviewed him a couple months ago, and he was actually talking about the image, trying to save the image of Nuevo Laredo, which has taken a severe beating. A lot of the bars and shops that Americans typically visit in this part of the world are empty, and local business leaders are trying to revive that, obviously.
You mean people have been scared away?
Yes. This is a town of about 400,000 people, and there have been about 60 people killed, including, I believe it's 7 members of the police force.
That's 60 people killed this year alone, since January.
That's right. And a common complaint here is that the municipal police in Mexico, it's not their responsibility to combat organized crime. That responsibility goes to the federal police, the federal government. So what they commonly say when there's a flare-up is that we need more help from the federal government and the state police, better coordination.
Is the reaction to this shooting one of shock and surprise, or have people there gotten so used to violence like this that it would take much more than this to shock them?
I would say people are quite used to this type of violence here. Obviously, it's where two countries come together, and there's products that need to go north and south, and there's people who try to cross things illegally. There's going to be some corruption in that kind of environment. In some ways, it's the news of the day that they killed the police chief, but you have to understand that just a couple years ago, they killed the head federal police commander here as well. So this is kind of part of the backdrop.
Well, Jesse Bogan, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Reporter Jesse Bogan is with the Border Bureau of the San Antonio Express News. He spoke to us from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.